This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
The waiter opens the bottle and hands the cork to someone at the table. Immediately, the recipient sniffs the cork and gives a thumbs up, looking silly without really trying after this.
Imagine four fabulous days celebrating the delights of food and wine. That's Sunset Savor the Central Coast coming to San Luis Obispo County. Sip more than 200 wines. Indulge in culinary bites from over 30 local chefs. Meet winemakers, brewmasters, and artisans. Discover the latest trends in food and wine from the experts at Sunset Magazine. Visit SavorCentralCoast.com. San Luis Obispo County. Pure playtime.
Your Savor the Central Coast adventure begins September 25th.
It's kind of like what you might do if you were suddenly face-to-face with the Pope. Do you bow, curtsy? Oh, I know, kiss his ring. It's fun to observe someone who's just been handed the freed cork and was caught off guard. I'm not sure why most people do it, but the temptation to sniff that cork seems to be the strongest instinct. Unfortunately, the truth is, that whiff provides no information, unless perhaps you felt the need to verify that the beverage being served was wine as opposed to orange juice or something else. There are, however, two important things you can learn from examining the cork. First, the insignia on the cork serves as both identification and authentication. Second, the bottom of the cork should be dyed by the wine, indicating that the bottle was stored horizontally. Doing so keeps the cork moist and swollen, keeping harmful air out. Now, none of this requires you to put your nose where it doesn't belong. Unless, of course, you love the smell of cork. But then again, it does beat sniffing glue. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.